A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord. In reflecting on the Beatitudes, I was touched in a new way by the integrity that needs to exist between the words I speak and the way I live my life. The Beatitudes are the Gospel in embryo, the manifesto of all who wish to follow Jesus. They hold the key to holiness. We receive the promise of God's blessing in each beatitude. I believe they are also a synopsis of Dominican preaching to the poor, suffering, and marginalized. In striving to live the beatitudes, I am daily reminded of my solidarity with all my brothers and sisters. For the Beatitudes call me to be poor, empty, and dependent on God, to mourn with the grieving, to hunger and thirst for justice, to be merciful, to embrace the strength of meekness, and to be a person of peace. These are certainly all qualities needed in our world today. When we live these beautiful gospel qualities, we are transforming the small corner of the world in which we live. Jesus' teaching in the Beatitudes turns the wisdom of the world upside down. The world is concerned with the important, the mighty, the successful. In the scriptures, the poor are elevated and recognized as having worth and great dignity. The Beatitudes address the human condition in a broken world where so many suffer and go unrecognized. Jesus' promises in the Beatitudes say loud and clear, their suffering is seen by a loving God. Matthew's Gospel speak of the poor in spirit, those who have opened their hearts for God's gifts. Each beatitude depends on our being poor in spirit, experientially knowing our utter dependence on God. To be poor in spirit is to cultivate an empty receptivity to the working of the Holy Spirit. By our daily choices, we say yes to the stripping away of all that hinders our possession of God. Meister Eckhart frequently exhorts us to live from within, to draw from the ground of our being. He writes, "One should learn to act in inward, in such a way as to let the inward break into activity and draw the activity into inwardness. In doing this, what we preach and daily live gives an integrated witness to the gospel. To reflect on each beatitude with the goal of making it our own changes us. I believe that living the Beatitudes is central to all who speak the word. We are called to believe in Jesus' promise that his Father's kingdom belongs to the poor, those who are hungry and thirst for justice, who are merciful, who seek peace. Jesus ends his sermon in Matthew's Gospel by telling us to rejoice when we are reviled, persecuted, and suffer as Jesus' followers. Is this possible? Yes, when we allow the joy of the Holy Spirit to flow through us. God is found in the peace of hearts that are given to him, a peace beyond understanding that in a ripple effect radiates out even now into the world. The kingdom of God is already among us. The good news of the gospel is that we will be satisfied.